drug overdoses now kill more Americans than traffic accidents. It's an issue that may not show up in political polls, but it is unavoidable on the campaign trail. As presidential candidates visit the early caucus and primary states of Iowa and New Hampshire, they're hearing about heroin and meth. NPR's Tamara Keith has our story.
There's a growing acceptance that this isn't just a problem for other people.
Are you going to be Mr. Pink? You're going to be
on a recent morning at the Farnham Center, a drug and alcohol treatment center in Manchester, New Hampshire, about a dozen women sit around doing arts and crafts. They string plastic beads into bracelets, paint flowers, and laugh a lot. Christine Weber is the director of substance abuse services here.
We admit clients from all over the state at all different levels of education, professional status, socioeconomic status, and that's a change for the community.
New Hampshire is in the throes of a crisis. Last year, more than 300 people in the small state died of drug overdoses, mostly opioids like OxyContin and heroin.
There's no simple fix. We are not going to arrest our way out of this.
Ted Gatzis is mayor of Manchester, New Hampshire. He says a dose of heroin is now cheaper than a six-pack of good beer. Gatzis is a prominent Republican in the state and bends the ear of every presidential candidate he meets, which it turns out is a lot of them, seven so far this cycle.
I've talked to them all. I've told them all the same thing. What I believe is the biggest problem not only facing this city, but the state of New Hampshire and this country is the heroin epidemic.
Drug policy is deeply personal for those who are affected by addiction. And the people who want to be president are talking about it, whether it be Kentucky Senator Rand Paul's work on mandatory minimum sentencing laws or New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's recent visit to the Farnham Center.
I appreciate y'all letting us come by and visit today.
Christie told a story about a law school friend who had it all until he injured his back and got addicted to prescription painkillers.
One Sunday morning, we got a phone call. They found him in a hotel room with an empty bottle of Percocet and a quarter of vodka. And he was gone.
The war on drugs, Christie said, hasn't worked. And he argues resources should be put into treatment and recovery rather than incarceration. It's a position that not long ago would have been risky for a politician. But now it is increasingly mainstream. At an event at a children's furniture factory in Keene, New Hampshire, that was supposed to focus on helping small businesses, Hillary Clinton found herself in an intense conversation about addiction. Pam Livengood, an employee there, told Clinton she and her husband are raising their grandson because drug addiction has a grip on the boy's parents.
My grandson's mother can't be quite so responsible. So we picked it up and took over, but we also need to see more substance abuse help.
Clinton had only been campaigning for a week, and that wasn't the first time someone had brought the issue up. She described it as a hidden epidemic.
So this is not something we can just brush under the rug and wish it would go away. We need a concerted policy, national, state, local, public, private, and we need to try to help young people like the mother of your grandson.
Clinton now has two aides working to draft a policy prescription, and she talks about it regularly as part of her opening remarks at campaign events.
When I started thinking about this campaign, I did not believe I would be standing in your living room talking about the drug abuse problem, the mental health problem, and the suicide problem. But I am now convinced I have to talk about it. I have to do everything I can in this campaign to raise it, to end the stigma against talking about it.
Several candidates have had addiction touch their own families, too. It may not drive people to the polls, but it isn't going away as a campaign issue. Tamara Keith, NPR News.